Welcome back, everybody. It's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL. I'm Jop. I'm here with Barbecue Bob.
Good morning, everybody.
Barbecue Bob's got a mouthful of barbecue over
there. I'm eating apple, really.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Man, you are on that healthy kick, brother.
It's crazy.
Hey, you know what? The barbecue guys, we're on a mission to make your grilling experience the best it can be. We are going to create a little grill envy in your backyard. In this segment, we've got a couple guests coming on. We got a guy named Tim Hansel from new product that we found out there called the Bear Paws. And then we're going to be talking with Wally Maurer from Domain Berry and Sellers about 5-10 minutes. But okay,
do that growl one more time. You know, arch your back like a do a dragon thing.
Hey, look, man, nah, this is radio. Nobody can see. All right.
That's
but anyway, Tim, are you out there? Tim, you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Hey, Tim, it's Bob. Greetings from Michigan to California, bud.
How's things today?
Go Spartans.
You betcha. Go green all the way.
Uh-huh. Listen, I like your bear paws. I've been using them for a long time, and, you know, I was so happy you hit the website because it's like, oh, so there is somebody that actually makes those. And he's from Michigan, and Spartan!
How about that?
Hey, that's cool. That's nice. So tell us a little bit about how you make these things real quickly and why someone would want some bear paws. What are we going to use these for?
Sure. They're a plastic injection molded product. They're made in the USA, and they literally look like a grizzly bear paw that you hold in your hand. It's got six tines that stick out about an inch and a half, and it's absolutely the best tool for pulled pork that you can imagine. It's just become the gold standard in the barbecue industry. There's nothing like it out there at all.
And why would you want to use those?
Pardon?
And why does somebody want to use those? Tell us why they're buying them so much.
You bet. It's probably one of the most universal tools that you can have for moving meats and handling meats. There's really nothing out there to do pulled pork. If you've ever done it, try to do it with your hands. It's hot, it's sticky, it's gooey. You try to use forks, they're too small between the tines. And these you can just tear into them and have a lot of fun. And literally in 30 seconds, you can have pulled pork all shredded, ready to go, and move turkeys, hams. They're great around the holidays. There's just no way you could move a turkey out of the cooking pan to a serving platter. You just stick these underneath the back, move the turkey, and you're the home run hitter around the holidays.
And you know, I bet you could scratch your dog's back with those things too, couldn't you?
Gotta be careful. I don't want a little kid chasing his sister down the hallway with those. That's for sure.
Yeah, or the wife. But anyway, they're really sweet. You can go to bearpawproducts.com. I understand you're also selling them at Zager's, so Zager's has them inbound right now. But these are cool products because if you're handling a smoked pork shoulder, first of all, you pull it out of the smoker, it's hot as heck.
Right.
So you got to put, like, the silicone gloves on, the heat-resistant gloves. Now you can't hold anything because the grease gets on the silicone and you got a butt on the floor.
That's right. It's slippery.
I've had that happen before.
Yeah, these bear paws are kind of cool because it keeps your hands away from the meat and the heat.
Yep.
The claw does the work. Check it out on bearpawproducts.com. You'll see these things. How much are these things retailing for?
$9.95, and we're actually putting together a YouTube video here this afternoon. We got a couple of pork shoulders that we're going to be smoking today to be able to do a demonstration and so forth. So they're also available on Amazon.com from a couple different retailers, and specialty barbecue kitchen shops are available at Cabela's nationwide. But certainly go down and see Todd at the Jamestown store at Zager's and Jay in Grand Rapids. They do have some product that's going to be coming in, and I think they're excited about it, too.
That's great. Now, you're actually a Michigan. You grew up in Michigan?
Grew up, went to school at State, and been green and white ever since. So if you hear somebody from the left coast with a big cheer, that's me out here.
All right, man. Well, listen, Tim, I look forward to seeing you at the next show, and we're going to be checking out these Bear Paw products. And again, you can do it at bearpawproducts.com. Thanks a lot. That was Tim Hansel. All right, bud. That was Tim Hansel, and he's making a cool product out there. You put your hands in them, and it like gives you real bear claws. It's pretty sweet. I could see like Ultimate Fighting Matches or something. Bear Paw UFC BP.
It's a one and done fight then, man. These things are pretty aggressive, but they're made to do the job, and they do a really good job. We've all used them here at the show with tearing up the pulled pork when we're taking it off the smoker. Obviously, you let it rest a bit, but then when you tear it up and make the pulled pork out of it, it's a great little tool.
It shreds beautifully.
They throw in a dishwasher.
It looks
they clean
good
up.
When you're done because then you're you know if you're doing pulled pork. If you're trying to do it by hand, it's really monotonous. These things, you just whack, 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 whack. They come apart, and it makes that sound when you do it. That's the cool part.
Okay. Take your word for that. It didn't happen in my house, but it probably does at yours.
You don't have any bear paws.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think we got on the line. Is Wally on the line now?
Yeah, Wally's here.
Hey, good morning, Wally. This is Wally Maurer from Domain Berry & Sellers. This is Jop. Wally, good to meet you, man.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Hey, I was in your. This is Bob, and I was in your shop the other day. I got a chance to talk to your wife, Katie, I think is her name.
Yep.
Wow, what a facility you have, dude.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
You know who told me about you originally? Kenny Peterson.
Really?
Yeah.
Kenny's a heck of a spokesperson for Southwest Michigan Wine, I'll
tell you. He is. He is. The man is prolific, and he's probably listening right now. But he and Diana Stanfler were on here a long time ago. And we were talking about different wines, and I was telling him I like a Cab Franc, and he says, well, if you want a really good Cab Franc, ours is really good, and there's another one you have to try, and it's Domain Berrien. And I said, wow, I don't know that name. And so we started talking about Domain Berrien, and he said, you know what? I'm going to call Wally because he owes you at least a bottle of that now, so there's your warning.
Right. We like to pop corks. I like Kenny's got a good palate, and... He has a special love of reds, and that's kind of our MO here, and I always like to have him taste my stuff and see what he thinks, and it always tickles me when he's like, man, dude, this is good.
Oh, he's an honest guy, and he's with Tabor Hill, and he actually travels the circuit. He does a lot of tastings and stuff, but he's just a ton of fun, and while I was at your place, I took advantage of your tasting room, and I want to tell you that Steelhead, that stuff is crazy good.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, a lot of people, you know, haven't had or haven't had in a while Chardonnay that isn't, you know, oak-aged or buttery. And I'll tell you, when you keep it fermented in stainless steel, it just brings a lot of that big, juicy fruit flavor to that blend in the Steelhead White.
Very nice white.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. And we're talking with Wally Maurer from Domain Berry & Sellers. Wally, where are you guys located?
We're located in southwest Michigan. We're actually in Berrien Springs. That's our postal address, but we're a little closer to Baroda, which is about 4 miles south of St. Joe, Michigan.
And they're on the wine trail.
Yeah, there's 13 wineries down in this, what we call the Lake Michigan Shore. It's an AVA, a bona fide wine-growing region, and it's just a spectacular spot to be able to get fruit from and to grow our fruit here.
That wine trail is very cool. If you're listening, it's a loop from I-96, oh, I don't know, I think around Bridgman to, and it comes up around, I don't know where it exits, but it's maybe a 15-mile run, all curvy and pretty. You almost feel like you're in some little village, you know, off in Europe or something. I mean, the roads just go all over the place. And you got to be careful if you're at all the tasting rooms because the roads could probably trick you.
Right. That's why we have signs up. That's one thing we do have that kind of hooks the 14 wineries together is we have pretty good, every 2 miles, we have a grape emblem with some directional signs getting people, you know, going the right direction. And we always say, you know, don't be afraid to ask, you know, when you're at one place, you know, you want to get to another, you know, how do you get there? And people are pretty good here about, you know, supporting our area and creating that great experience for the customer that visits our wineries.
Wally, you know, we're a barbecue show, and we love to mix our wine with our food. We've been talking a lot about barbecue today, but if you had one of your wines that you say, if you put a rack of ribs or your favorite steak or whatever your favorite grilled item is, tell me what that grilled item is and then what you'd pair up with it from your winery.
Well, geez, I am a grill man myself, and I tend to use that more than I use my stove. So,
man after our own heart.
Depending if I'm grilling chops or if I'm grilling, you know, some beef, some steaks, I tend to gravitate towards. I really like a ribeye and the Cab Franc. We also do a Bordeaux blend that's got Cab Sav, Cab Franc and Merlot, Petit Verdot and Malbec, and that is also an exceptional wine with any of your meats that you're going to be flaming on the grill.
Okay, your man that was running the sample room there, what's his name again?
Carl.
What a good guy. That Lemberger you've got is just spectacular.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
It's a great pork.
Oh, my
pork.
Gosh.
I mean, whether you're tenderloining or you're doing a pork chop or something, a little smoky apple thing, it does really nice with that, specifically that protein.
Yeah, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3, and we're talking with Wally from Domain Berrien, and we're talking about the Lemberger wine he's got. If you like a red, and you want a red that's a little fruity and, I don't know, it's different. It's actually kind of spicy even maybe, but just a spectacular burst of flavor in your mouth with every little sip. And unfortunately, Carl wouldn't give me as much as I wanted because I was just going to go glass after glass with that stuff. But, those roads are kind of curvy, so I figured I better head home.
Right. And the neat thing about Lemberger, it's a European grape originally, and it's known a little bit more around by the name maybe Blue Franc, Blue Franc, Blau Franc-ish. And we were one of the first producers here in Michigan to vinify that, by itself. Close to second, Tabor Hill was making a real nice Lemberger. And now we have three other wineries up in the Traverse City area that are also making a Lemberger into a wine. So we're starting to see more people that taste it somewhere, and they come down and they look at the list and they say, their eyes light up and they're like, wow, I had one of these this place, and man, this is one of my favorite wines. And so it's pretty exciting.
Wally, I'm looking at your website here, which is domainberrien.com, and I pulled up that Lemberger, and you gave a great, easy to understand explanation, but the part that was real encouraging to me is this is not high end wine. That doesn't mean that it's not spectacular wine. What I'm saying is on your website here, it's $15 a bottle. That's an affordable, drinkable wine. You indicating that you're pairing that up with a pork tenderloin or just an evening on the deck. Boy, I can see that happening at my house. We're gonna. Where can I find this in retailers?
Well, right now I'm a very little producer. We grow and make all of our wines here, and we're trying to create wines that are shared, enjoyed, and consumed because I control my own fruit. We have an exceptional site, so I have fruit, good fruit, every year. So we try to keep our prices under $20 a bottle because I think you can drink great wine under $20. But right now I am not represented in that southeast part of the state with a distributor. And I'm working very hard at trying to find a distributor over there because there's a lot of people that come out and visit the winery here, and they want to be able to get more wine when they're in their local market.
Okay, and up here in Grand Rapids, where can somebody get it?
Oh, man, Grand Rapids. I'd have to get on my website.
That's okay. We'll hit the website for that.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, this is an evolution taking place right now, not a revolution. That's in Washington. This is an evolution of the wine industry. It used to be everything was France and Italy, and then California made their big push, and then Traverse City made their big push. If you want a wine tour, if you want a world-class wine tour, you go down to that wine trail. You stop into Domain Berrien. You stop into Tabor Hill, Lemon Creek. There's a bunch of them on there. And I'll tell you what, I was satisfied with every one of them. Absolutely satisfied. You guys are impressive. That operation you've got there with all those huge stainless vats, you run a tight ship, bud.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's gorgeous.
What it needs to do to make great wine. And that's something that I'd love to tell everybody is, if you haven't tasted what we have to offer over here in the Southwest in a while, rediscover us because we're not just sweet wines, though we do have, some sweeter, fun summer wines. But a lot more of us, me and my peers, are creating world-class vanilla quality wines that are varietally correct, and there's no flaws. And people, think, oh, wow, we've graduated from the sweeter wines. We're drinking Napa Cabs and...
Well, listen, thank you, Wally. We have to shove off real quick,
okay.
But I'm going to see you again. We're going to jump in the convertible here when the weather gets nice and buzz down there, and we're going to pick up a few cases, and we're going to shop at your store because Domain Berrien is on the books with the Grilling Guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that was Wally Maurer from Domain Burying. This is the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL.